I think one of the things that was instilled in me since I was a little kid that I had grown passionate about because of my mom was service. So I like to help others out or volunteer where I can. My son, my middle son, he had a problem in utero. So before he was born, with one of his kidneys, it was called hydronephrosis. Basically, one of the kidneys was retaining too much water, wasn't draining properly. And so I think before he was a year old, he had to have surgery on that kidney. And it wasn't a major surgery, but whenever a child of yours goes under the knife, it's not a pleasant experience. But he made it out fine, and it got me thinking about things. My grandma, a couple decades before, had had some kidney problems, and so she had to go on dialysis and was on dialysis for years. And I had the opportunity to take her to some of these things, some of these dialysis appointments, and be able to see firsthand what it was doing to her. And eventually, she just wasn't able to keep up and died. So kidney, in a few different instances, was on my mind. And I had the thought, well, we have two kidneys. We only need one kidney to function. What would it be like? Is it possible for me to donate to somebody that I don't know? Because I don't know anybody that needs a kidney right now. And I did some research, and so I contacted a place here in Utah that encourages people to sign up to be organ donors. Went in, interviewed with them, went through a battery of tests, and ultimately they found that I was healthy enough to be able to donate a kidney, and they just needed to find somebody that was a match. So this is all in the space of a few months, to where in early December 2007... I get a phone call and said, we found a match and we're ready for the surgery. So before Christmas in 2007, went into the hospital, and a lady from north of Salt Lake who had lupus and was on dialysis because of failed kidneys was able to receive a transplant of my kidney there in the hospital in Murray, Utah.